like, what do they do? You know, people just hang out. I guess they just, like, demolish and replace their houses a lot because it's so much fun to do that.
And rebuild them in nothing, new forms.
Yeah, if they have nothing else to do. I mean, their
why
whole,
stay on
like,
the couch? Why be in a bar? I haven't been in bars drinking for a long time. I do have my beer at home, though. I do like to drink beer. Yeah. But I just don't want to sit down for an hour. I don't want to sit down for an hour in the same place every day. I did that for years.
Yeah.
I don't want to do, I refuse to do it anymore. I won't do it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Every day I need to pick up a paintbrush. It's funny because I didn't even realize that I had one today in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! It's a good day.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm going to go to the next quiz.
All right.
Thank you.
Good to meet you, man.
Okay, so we're talking about about what the people do. Yeah, they build and destruct or replace their buildings, and maybe they have visitors. They definitely have visitors, and they have this what kind of geothermal thing happening with the incandescent light bulbs. But I was thinking that there's that particle collider that's underneath that central blinky tower, and that they would transfer the energy derived from that, the atom smasher, you know, so they build heavier elements by smashing things together, like something stick together, and then the atomic decay is like gives off energy or something like that. I don't really know how that works, but I hope that's how, you know, they get their power. I mean, they can store it in those giant battery towers, and then they can use that to power their plumbing and electricity, if either that or the geothermal thing, you know. Or maybe they can divert some power into the rocket.
Well, to get a closer look before it takes down.
So, yeah, I mean, it's largely about, like, it's a transportation hub. But, like, you could drive to the city and park underneath and hang out and then take the rocket and go somewhere else.
Surprisingly.
If the city didn't have a whole force field going on, which it looks like it doesn't really. They might be working on that. With, like, the James Blish Cities in Flight thing where they lift the whole city off the ground with a series of spin dizzies.
So, I guess that goes into my next and last question, which is about space flight and space exploration and spacecraft design in the present and in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, because I'm not an astrophysicist or an engineer. But
What would you like to see happen in that area?
Oh, like in the real world?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a cool station.
Thanks. I guess I don't really care.
You don't care if we get into space or just keep developing things here on the planet?
It seems like the Earth is probably a more of a number one priority at this point. Realistically, no, of course. I think anybody would say that who's like, isn't crazy. Only crazy people would think that it's more important to go to Jupiter than, you know, unless that is the only option, like, if that's just the lesser of, you know, if we're condemned to, the Earth is condemned to, you know, to self-destruct, and then
some raisins.
Then
you know where
we would need
buy raisins?
to start developing the space travel and colonies in outer space. And I don't know if the, you know, if that's necessary. Maybe it is. Maybe it is necessary to go to space.
Would it,
to find more stuff and just because it's human nature to just keep expanding.
I'm the only one who can
and if the Earth is too small to for everybody to get along without starving or killing each other through, you know, disease or just like bad management.
Hey, this is the part.
So, you already answered basically what are some of your favorite fictional cities or spacecraft. Any others that you didn't mention?
Oh, well, I like the current sci-fi, the Sunshine movie, you know. That was cool. The Sun Diver. Also, there's a Sun Diver in some other novel that was like it was just a sphere that the dolphins lived on.
Yeah, the one in the David Brin novel.
Wait, what is this?
The sphere.
It's just a chunk of space junk that may or may not be used for I don't know.
For the world.
Yes, for the world.
Yeah, you could just leave it there. It's fine.
Yeah, and that looks like a piece of a spaceship.
Yeah.
It is a piece of a spaceship?
Probably. It used to be. Maybe it will be again, but now it's just junk.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah. Hey, pencil okay?
Yeah. It's now